But we begin today with news that the federal government is halting aspects of its controversial robo-debt scheme. The ABC has seen an email from the Department of Human Services that states that a review is now underway. For more on this, I'm joined by political reporter Stephanie Boris. Stephanie, what changes are being made to the system?
Well, new details have come to light about how this robo-debt scheme will work into the future, and it appears to be a major backdown of this controversial scheme as to how it works. So in this email circulated to Department of Human Services compliance staff, it has been seen by the ABC, this email, and it outlines what exactly is being halted. So the department will no longer demand people pay back a debt where the only info the department has is its own averaging of Australian taxation off income data. That's known as averaging, the averaging process. Basically, what it means is that the department will need more info before it sends out a debt notice. Also, in this email cited by the ABC, staff have been told that a review will be undertaken of all debts where this averaging process has been used, and those people will be contacted by the department to let them know of these changes taking place.
Steph, just remind us why this automated debt collection scheme has been so controversial.
Yeah, well, it's because of how it works. So what it is, it results in a person's annual income being spread over 26 fortnights to calculate whether they were or weren't overpaid. And legal groups argue that this process wrongly shifts the burden of proof onto the alleged debtors. And it's actually now subject to a court challenge because of those concerns.
Has there been any response to the changes being made?
Well, the ABC has put in a request for comment to the Minister for Government Services, that is Stuart Robert. He's in charge of the robo-debt scheme, but we're yet to receive a reply.
Stephanie Boris, our reporter there in Canberra, thank you.